Under the legislation sponsored by Senate President John Cullerton of Chicago, the Mercantile Exchange, the Board of Trade, and the Board Options Exchange would see a 50% decrease in their state corporate income tax bills. The Chicago Tribune reports that just under 28% of income resulting from electronic trading and clearing fees would be subject to the state corporate income tax instead of 100%. The parent companies of all the exchanges have threatened to move their operations out of Illinois after the state raised its income tax this year. David Rowe, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.